I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 5 years ago, Hurricane Katrina pummeled the U.S. coast from Florida to Texas, breaching New Orleans levees and taking almost 2,000 lives. Before the storm even hit, the North American Mission Board assembled teams to aid in relief and has been helping out ever since. But the NAMB's Mickey Kaysen says recovery is not complete.
There's still a great many needs, a number of churches closed, a number of schools and businesses closed. Those have not rebuilt because the population is not there to support it at this point. The spiritual needs are still there, great needs of the love and support that comes out of the gospel.
Next, after 20 years of ministry, Living Water International is revisiting some of their first freshwater projects. Living Water's Stan Paterick traveled to Kenya recently.
I had an opportunity to go into the Rift Valley, to a community called Lerajet, and just see one of the projects that was installed in 1994. Water was flowing and the community just had benefited for years.
But clean water isn't the only thing transforming this community. Christ is, as Living Water partners with the local church wherever they go. Join God's kingdom work and see the impact.
Our actions today really do serve and have the opportunity to serve generations from now.
And UNICEF has recruited World Hope International to head up healthcare projects in Sierra Leone. This is the largest area that UNICEF has ever entrusted to one ministry, but the organization has faith in World Hope's abilities to provide preventative measures as well as to help pregnant women and children under five. This great responsibility has so far given World Hope the opportunity to reach even more people with the hope and love of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.